This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen.
And we're back with our Thursday non-scale win and Dear DST episode. How are you doing, Aileen?
I'm okay. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like fake hungover from our Betches Day out yesterday. Like, I feel as if I drank that whole day, but I didn't. It's so weird. Like, I had a bagel this morning. My head is like I like feel hungover by proxy.
That's really funny, actually. I'm like not that hungover, but I am like very tired and feeling quite overwhelmed by just the messiness of my room. Like, it completely is throwing me off, and just a lot to do today. You know, lots going on for
lots
a Friday.
Lots going on. Indeed, indeed.
So let's get into the wins.
Okay. What is your win?
My win is that I went on vacation to California and I enjoyed my eating and I ate pretty healthy and I felt like I was really active and I tried to like, I wasn't like reclusive the way I am at home with like sitting in my apartment. And I really just felt like I was at my best in terms of activity and food choices and feeling good about those things. So,
okay,
that was a win.
Vacation feels good like that, like when you're sort of taken out of your normal environment.
Vacation can be triggering, though. Like, okay, here's a more specific win. On our last night, Aileen and I were heading to dinner. And I had not taken like any full body photos because like, A, I don't want to hand anyone my phone with COVID. And B, I feel good.
I haven't done that. Oh my God. I haven't even thought about that. Like,
yeah, I don't really strangers like giving my phone to strangers. That. Unless I have hand sanitizer, like that I can immediately sanitize the phone. Like, I don't want to give it to strangers. But so I finally go to Aileen, like, can you take a picture of me? I was wearing like a new dress that is like really cute. I was like, can you take a picture of me like just against these palm trees? And she takes them and she takes like a million pictures. And we then go to dinner and I start like looking through the photos and I'm like, oh my God, my arm. Like, I'm like, I can't with this arm. Like, it's not how my arm is supposed to be. And like, I was just so upset by like the size of my arm and like whatever. And I was looking through this like right at dinner and I immediately had that like, oh my God, like this is making me lose my appetite. Like, I shouldn't eat anything.
I should get a salad.
But then I was like, you know what? Like, this meal is not going to change anything. And it's my last dinner and I want to enjoy my dinner. And like, I'm going to eat till I'm satisfied. Regardless of this arm photo, it's not gonna like I kind of played the tape forward ahead like 3 days. I was like, okay, so if I get a really healthy meal right now, what's gonna happen in 3 days? Like,
totally.
You know, like is anything gonna change? Like, what's ultimately gonna benefit me? Like, in the short, longer term. And I just like went ahead with my meal of, you know,
that's a great thinking process. Because had you if you also went ahead 3 days and you thought about, like, if you didn't, if you, like, ate so much less and left that meal kind of satisfied, you'd realize, wow, I punished myself. And you might even continue punishing yourself in the next few days, and then you'll be in a worse place mentally.
Right. I was, like, I just thought to myself, like, I cannot punish myself for this arm photo. Like, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Like, you know. No,
that's really, like, a great new neural pathway to go about things, because you prevented sort of a binge restrict kind of mini cycle.
Yeah, I'm hoping that did build a new neural
because
pathway.
Because it wasn't like, was it like a fuck it moment? Like, fuck this picture. I'm going to just order, I'm getting the buffet. Not actually that there, I'm sure there was no buffet, but you know what I mean? Like, the menu, like, I'm going to order all of the worst thing that made.
No, I ordered exactly what I would have ordered. Anyway.
Exactly. So that's the key, because it's not either or. It's not fuck it or like rebelling against it. But it's also not like policing, like, yourself.
Right. So that's the win.
That's awesome.
What about you? Thank you.
How's your rib, by the way?
Oh, my God. It still hurts. It's apparently going to take weeks to heal. Although some people DM me like, it's your spleen. It's your gallbladder. Like,
oh my God.
Like, if I listened to the DMs, like, I would be fucking fucked. But I was like, no. I had this before I left for California, and I Googled it, and I knew it was that. And then the reason it got really bad is because I had like one really, I had like one fun night out, and I was very hungover, and I think the hangover really exacerbated it. But now it just hurts the way it did before I left.
Okay.
Someone told me that like she's had it for years.
Oh God. Rib injuries are difficult.
Yeah, because you can't do anything. You just have to, like, exist. I noticed that standing up actually hurts less than sitting down. So, joke's on me.
My win is not really that specific. It's more of a general, I stopped to appreciate. I, like, took, my win is, I guess, the moment in which I stopped to appreciate, like, looking back at my pregnancy. Because I'm nearing the end. And thinking about like kind of where I started in terms of like intuitive eating in my body and kind of where I am now. And like in the beginning, I was working with Elise Resch, and she was always like, you know, all of my pregnant patients who like are successful intuitive eaters always have a much more pleasant pregnancy from that standpoint. And looking back at that and remembering that. But me hearing that, I had so much anxiety. I was like, no, I'm going to gain so much weight. I'm going to like, never going to be able to lose it. It's all just going to, you know, spiral. And looking back, I truly feel like I was successful in that I was so intuitive the whole time. Like, I very rare, even if I did feel like I hit some binge moments, they didn't affect me. Like the same way that you just sort of said, like it didn't affect me later on. Like I was like, oh shit, that gave me a stomach ache. Like that's it, right? Like I shouldn't.
Amazing.
Next time I won't eat that because that gave me a stomach ache. Yeah, and I've just been generally like it. Like yesterday we ordered some food and I was like, ugh, I don't like this, and I just didn't eat it. It was like French fries, and chicken fingers, and I just didn't
sometimes
eat. I was like,
they're not
this
good.
Is gross, and I didn't eat it. It was like I feel like very in tune with. It's not cravings at all. It's just knowing exactly what I want and stopping when I'm done. Sometimes I go over, but I don't feel bad about it. Sometimes I don't eat enough, and then I was like, oh wow, I really need to eat, or I'll just literally be like, I really need protein. I know that I need that. And it's so, like, we always say, no drama. And I feel that. So, like, I took a moment and I really appreciated it because, I don't know, I just, the only thing that I feel like I haven't done that well is work, like, moving. But again, I'm not going to feel bad about that.
No, that's amazing. I really feel like there is nothing that can describe how good it feels to not be at war with food. Like,
yes,
it is.
Yes,
it is. Like, it just makes you so much baseline happier that like I'm able to tolerate the ugly arm photo. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like, at least I don't have the, because I would have the ugly arm photo anyway. Like, I'd have that same feeling anyway.
Despite your body size?
Despite my body size. Yeah. That's another thing I've learned. Like, I had severe body dysmorphia.
Oh, me too.
Severe. Like, yeah.
I still feel like I kind of do. But at least
I don't
not-
know. It doesn't feel as like, I don't know. I don't know. Clearly, I'm not reliable because I, you know.
Not a reliable narrator.
Yeah.
yeah. No. Yeah. It really feels, it feels good to be so neutral. Because remember, we were in our DST Back for Seconds episode where we recorded talking about like our history of all the diets that we've ever kind of been on for people who like haven't been listening from the beginning. I talked about like when I was on diet pills, I felt my feeling was this high of like, this is what it's like to eat normal because I don't like feel like
hungry.
I need all this food. But really, I felt that way because I was restricting. And now I don't do that. And I don't know. I just, it feels better. Like I really didn't gain that much weight in my pregnancy. Like, and in terms of like the, what they, you know, what they tell you.
Right.
And I credit that entirely to not taking this as an excuse to eat everything. You know how people might do that?
Right. Right. So, totally. Do you also feel like you have like a more of appreciation for better food and less of like, now when I eat something really good.
Yes.
I like know it's really good. It's not like everything is really good to me anymore, but it used to all be like amazing because like I could never have it. But now like most things are fine and some stuff is really good.
Absolutely. Yes. And you have also accept that some stuff just isn't always that good. And right. then you create boundaries for things like that aren't good. Like I said yesterday, that you just, I'm not eating this. Whereas right. before I'd be like, oh, chicken fingers. I don't fucking care that they're disgusting. I'm going to eat them I wouldn't normally let myself if I wasn't pregnant, for example, right. or if I wasn't feeling bad, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I think that also the moments of when I do accidentally do that, like I do say, oh shit, I'm going to eat this whole thing. I'm going to finish it. And I can't stop. You don't, there's no like punishment like we talked about before.
Or, right.
Like, real remorse. And the remorse is not about, oh, the calories. It's my fucking stomach hurts.
Yeah, like I'm
have
full.
Heartburn and I feel nauseous. Like yes. It's not about the pasta. It's not about the calories or the fat.
Totally. You know? Completely.
Anyway, that's our wins, guys. Should we read listener?
Yes, let's read this one. Okay. Hi, Sammy and Alan.
It's okay. Right. I get it. Typos.
Yeah. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. I hope you're having a good summer. It's weird that this is the first time I'm writing it when I literally listen to every single episode. The podcast is so relatable and I feel like I could respond to everything you say / be your friends. You guys have not only provided a source of comfort and support and humor for me as someone who shared many similar struggles, but you've also made me mindful of those insidious ways that diet culture has infiltrated our lives. Recently, I went back to a group fitness class for the first time since COVID began. It is kind of a cult vibe at this studio, so I was extra self-conscious about my performance in the class and my physical appearance compared to others, especially since I hadn't been for so long. When I got there, the first girl in the studio I saw was wearing some sort of workout corset over her top. I was so confused that I had to do a double take. I thought for a second I time traveled back to the 1800s. My initial reaction was, what the fuck is this girl doing? Doesn't she know that won't do anything and that she doesn't need to wear that to feel good about herself? I even laughed a little bit to myself and wondered how uncomfortable it must be to wear that, nonetheless, while exercising. How does she breathe? What made me write this non-scale win is that I think before listening to you guys every week, especially after the episode about that mouthpiece to physically restrict food, my initial thought would have been, I wonder if that could work for me. Or I would Google it after and see the price or even wonder if there was something similar that I could get. Although super small, I realized that after this class that my reaction was progress. Thank you guys for bringing instances like these to my attention and helping me talk back to those diet culture voices one thought at a time. Forever appreciative of you for being so vulnerable and sharing your experiences and advice with your listeners. I hope you guys know how much of an inspiration you are. Love, corsetless betch.
That's so good. I totally agree with that. First of all, is it a waist trainer?
It must be. Well, yes, I totally see why this is a win, because like, especially like we in the past would be like, there's a thing I could try that could maybe help me get slightly thinner, and I haven't tried it. How do I not know about it?
Maybe this is the answer to all of my problems.
Right. Maybe if I just wear the corset, that'll fix everything. Yeah. So this is big, because like seeing someone doing something and you're just like, whatever, I'll do me, I don't need that, is huge.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just 1 pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on azoproducts.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, dear DST time.
Yes.
Okay, I'll read this one. Dear DST, I'm a huge fan of the show and have been a long time listener. Thanks for helping me transform the way I look at and appreciate my own body. I have a question about going back to work while my spouse stays home. From March 2020 through July 2020, I worked from home. But in July 2020, my boss had everyone come back to the office full time. So I've been in the office since then. My husband started working from home in March 2020 and still does. He often talks about the workouts he accomplishes during the day, video games he can still play during his downtime, etc. And I am extremely jealous of the time he has during the day to do the things he would otherwise have to do only in the evenings. My day is scheduled down to the minute. I don't get time during the day to do the things for myself that he does, and my commute both ways cuts into other free time. I do a very brief workout when I get home, but it doesn't feel meaningful and often feels forced and like it's taking up the very small amount of time I have to do just nothing. How do I cope with the feelings of jealousy I'm having? It's starting to make me resentful and, if I'm being honest, a little toxic. I'm trying to get ahead of my feelings and not take it out on him, but I'm really struggling with this. Thanks and keep up the great work. Sincerely, working and jealous. This is a great email.
It is a great email.
Because at least she stopped and recognized that it's like coming out in other ways.
Right. And if, like, I'm being honest, a little toxic.
Yeah, that she doesn't want to take it out on him. She recognizes the jealousy. I think that's good.
I do feel like, as much as this sucks, like, fuck your employer. Sorry. I hope they're not someone I care about. Honestly, I would just ask him and be honest with him. Just be like, honestly, like, I'm really struggling with my schedule, especially compared to yours. So when you talk about like what you're doing during the day and it's video games and you're talking about how great was the workout you got in, just ask him to, like, please not tell you those things because it bothers you. And like, it's not like he needs to like, it's just not necessary for him to give those details about when he worked out and how great his video game score was or whatever it is. Like he just doesn't need to talk about that. Like, there's so many things you can talk about that are not, like, literally a play-by-play of what he did today. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's unless you ask or, like, if he's saying, like, something happened that's worth reporting during my workout, like, he just, like, I would just ask him to say that, like, it really bothers you right now. And until, like, just for now, like, you just aren't doing well with those conversations and please don't bring them up.
You can. And yeah, I think that's good advice. But again, like, when you communicate that, don't, because he could take it defensively. Like, he could be
I'm not allowed to talk about my day.
Yeah, like, you could just be like, it's nothing to do with you. I'm so proud of you and like, how much you're getting your workout in. Like, if anything, I wish I could do that. But because I can't, it's really, like, just starting to, like, fester. Maybe, like, say, would it be cool if, like, one day a week, like, you saved yours and we could do it together after I get back from work? Like, maybe asking something like that, because that would make me feel so good, and something, like, add to that. Or maybe we can, like, plan an activity to do together, like either cooking or something, that maybe then will take away from that feeling of he has this life and I have this life and it's so different. And if, say, long term your business does not change their thing and his doesn't either, and you see that maybe working from home is what you prefer. There's lots of companies that offer that permanently. Not saying that you should do that. I'm just saying that that's an option. Like, sometimes it feels like we're stuck in where we are and we can't change our circumstances. But in the short term, I would work on, like, how can I communicate with my husband to, like, mitigate the feelings that are coming out of you, and also try to be very delicate without men can get very defensive. How you communicate it so that you can say, like, I'm so proud.
Yeah.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Yeah, but don't have like a blow up about this. Have just like a soft conversation about it.
Yeah.
And maybe don't do it next. Maybe don't do it in reaction to him bringing something up. Bring it up randomly.
No. Like on a weekend. On a weekend.
Yeah.
You're out to brunch.
Yes. When you're out of the house.
When you're out of the house. When you're at brunch.
Out of the house is the best time to bring up small.
And just be like, you know what I've been really feeling lately? I'm starting to feel resentful of my job because I can't like work out like the way that you do. I'm just like so proud of the way that you do that. I just wish I could do that too. Like, start there and see.
Don't like say like when he talks about his workouts, don't be like, can you not talk about your workouts? Like bring it up randomly. Bring it up randomly. Like it's been on your mind.
Plan. Yeah. This is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
But good luck working in Jealous Bitch. We're here for you.
We here for you.
And we wish you so much luck. And everybody, if you have a non-scale win to share, if you have a Dear DST to ask us, email us, dst@betches.com. You can also DM your non-scale win or Dear DST to @DietStartsTomorrow. We love to do this stuff. This is fun. So, because we all have problems. And
yeah.
We love to just,
you know, if there were no problems, there would be no podcasts. Because what would people talk about?
Yeah, literally.
People only talk about problems. No one, no one's like, you know, let's just talk about how great everything is.
Yeah, no.
What a boring podcast that would be. Like five listeners. It would be
kind of nice and positive.
I feel like Avi would listen to that.
I feel like a lot of people would listen to that. It's like John Krasinski's like good news.
Okay, maybe people channel. Would. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just traumatic.
I think people would love that, actually.
Should we do it? Should we start one? Not me personally.
Speaking,
but
when you're like, I think only five people would listen, I'm like, I think everyone would listen.
All right. I will just say it really hurts to cough because of my rib. Cough or sneeze is very painful.
I got the black lung pop. No, I once broke my rib snowboarding in freshman year of college, and I could not cough.
What did you do? Yeah, if you cough or sneeze or...
Cough, sneeze, laugh.
Laugh, yeah. Also sitting in the car when they go over bumps. Oh, boy. Like an old lady.
I'm an old lady already, and I make noises, and I hold on to the thing.
No, I'm literally like... I'm like trying to like engage my core while the car is driving. I'm like, just don't go over the bumps.
I hold on to the handle that only grandma's hang out. And I go, oh.
Oh my god. Wow.
Rusty's like, did that speed bump really warrant that response? I'm like, yes. All right, guys. That is it. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, listen on Apple, Spotify. DST Back for Seconds is thriving, guys. We love that you guys keep subscribing and listening to all your episodes. We're also always open for feedback and hearing what you want to hear from us. So while we have lots of episodes planned for our Sundays and Thursdays, we also have amazing things planned for DST Back for Seconds, and we always want to hear from you. So email us, dst@betches.com. What else? Is that it? Is that all I say? All right.
We're always with you.
We're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow @DietStartsTomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you. thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.